On this town meeting day, communities around Vermont are voting on school budgets. But for many towns, uncertainty around Act 46 is complicating matters. That's the law that could force dozens of districts into involuntary mergers as early as this July. More than 30 school districts across Vermont have joined lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the law. And yesterday, a Franklin County judge issued a key decision in that case. VPR's Pete Hirschfeld is here to explain the judge's ruling and what it means for those districts that are challenging the law. Hey, Pete.
Happy town meeting day.
Happy town meeting day to you. Well, the judge has not made a final ruling in this case yet. But, Pete, he did issue this decision yesterday. So what exactly did Judge Robert Mello say?
So indulge me in a very brief history of Act 46, Henry, to put all this into context. The law was passed in 2015. It gave school districts until July of this year to merge into larger governance units. There were a lot of carrots in this law to try to get districts to do this voluntarily, but there was a stick as well, where the State Board of Education could ultimately force districts to merge involuntarily if they didn't do it on their own. Last November, the State Board of Education exercised that authority and issued an order that forced dozens of school districts into these involuntary mergers. The districts filed a lawsuit, and they said to the judge, hey, we want you to put a temporary halt to those merger orders while this court case is playing out. What happened yesterday is Judge Robert Mello ruled on that request for a temporary injunction, and he denied it, which means that merger activities will proceed as the law requires while this court case plays out.
Okay. And so did Judge Mello's ruling give us an indication of how this case might play out in the courts going forward?
It does. And if you're looking for tea leaves, Henry, in this ruling yesterday, there are a whole lot of them, and they really point to the state emerging victorious in this case. One of the underpinnings of the plaintiff's argument, the lawyers representing the school districts, is that Act 46 is unconstitutional because the legislature has given the State Board of Education the authority to merge these districts. And they say that's an authority that doesn't belong with the State Board of Education, that only the legislature itself could issue that kind of merger order. But Judge Robert Mello said, look, the legislature has not delegated that authority. It has delegated to the State Board of Education the responsibility of executing and implementing policies that the legislature wants to see go forward. And he made it really clear that on that count, at least, Act 46 looks to pass constitutional muster.
Okay, so just to be clear here, these districts right now need to keep moving forward with the mergers, even if they don't want to.
You got it.
Okay. So we're seeing these districts that are strongly opposed to this merger process. What do they see as the potential harm if they're forced to merge their schools with their neighboring districts?
So a lot of people that oppose these forced mergers think that Act 46 poses an existential threat to the heart of rural Vermont. And I know that sounds pretty hyperbolic, but it is fundamentally the dynamic at play here. I talked to someone named Margaret McLean earlier today. She lives in Peacham. It's one of the districts challenging the Act 46 law. She's a career educator. She's a former principal of the year, a former member of the State Board of Education. Until Act 46, towns could be the masters of their local school's destinies. If a little town has an elementary school, then it's the residents of that town on the school board that make decisions about that school's future. When these smaller elementary school districts become part of larger multi-town, multi-school districts, decisions about that school are now governed by a larger board with residents from surrounding communities. And Margaret McLean and a lot of other people worry that small schools are going to go to the way of the dinosaurs if that happens.
So this will have an impact on rural community economics, on development. It could hollow out rural communities in Vermont. It could have a dramatic impact, and that's something that people are very concerned about.
So for many people in many communities, the school is the institution that defines the place, and they worry that if you lose that, the place itself won't be far behind.
Okay. So how, briefly, Pete, how do lawmakers who support Act 46 respond to those concerns?
They say Act 46 is actually the only thing that can save these small schools. They say by creating larger districts, you allow small schools to pool resources with other schools in its merged district, and that you create economies of scale. I talked to Chittenden County Senator Phil Baruth this morning. He chairs the Senate Education Committee, and here's how he put it.
The people who oppose Act 46 believe it's the instrument that is killing small schools. it isn't. It's the fact that there's this drain of demographics out of rural areas and their smallest schools, and they are losing viability.
So some people think Act 46 is the death knell for small schools. Others say these little institutions don't have any chance at survival unless they're swept up into larger districts that can help them stay afloat. They've been debating this going on 4 years now, and it looks like this court case, when it's resolved, may be what settles that debate once and for all.
Well, VPR will be following this case as it makes its way through the courts. And stay tuned to VPR this evening for results on town meeting votes across the state. Pete Hirschfeld, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Henry.